Hello, hello, y'all. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire, y'all. We live here with the boys. So if y'all hear some background, just disregard that.
Yes, honey. We are live at 5 and this is real stuff. You know what? I enjoy the fact that we can be real. Like, that's what this is all about. So make no mistakes, y'all. We're not trying to be all bougie.
Yeah.
You know, it's real stuff that happens every day. So y'all can relate. We have kids.
We have kids. We at home sitting on the couch just chilling, y'all. So, you know, again, if y'all hear something in the background, we are at home with the fam.
It's the fam. It's the fam. Boys, honey. We have boys and we can tell them, oh, girl, we get ready to record. Okay, mama. Then all of a sudden,
we all is boys. Exactly.
So, it's all good. Stuff. It's all good. This is Holy Water and Hellfire, honey. So, yeah, girl, you know, what are we talking about this week, Hellfire?
Today, we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about, you know, do you love the one you want? Do you love the one you with? Or do you love the one? Or do you be with the one you can't be without?
Yes.
Are you married the one or be with the one you can't live without?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about be with the one you cannot live without.
Be with the one you cannot live without.
And it's crazy. We come up with these little topics and stuff because it's everyday stuff that we talk about or situations. But my grandmother, Lord rest her soul, my grandmother told me one time, I asked the question, Penny, you know, how do you know the when it's your husband or if he's the one? And she said, baby, you married the man you cannot live without.
Okay.
And that was like, okay.
That was years ago. As a child, you didn't know what it meant then. But now it makes so much sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
But what about the saying, baby? Like my grandmother used to say,
baby, love the one.
The one you love the one you with.
Oh my God.
And then what happened? What about this thing?
Well, if you love the one you with, then eventually it's not going to last, right? Love keeps us together. Love covers everything. You know,
love
you get
is
mad.
The glue.
Love keeps us. It sticks us. It keeps us bonded together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, the other thing.
What is it?
Baby.
Okay.
Don't you be with the one you love. You love the one that loves you more.
Now, let me tell y'all something out there. In Holy Water, Hellfire Land. Our parents drove us crazy.
They done embedded all these old myths and sayings and beliefs.
Traditions. And it's done drove us crazy.
And we've lived by them.
We try
until
to.
Now that we know better.
We know better.
We like to make no
it
damn
don't make
sense.
No sense. Like, and I really was trying to do this all my life.
Yeah.
So all these prerequisites to relationships and stuff, y'all.
And
y'all,
love.
Look, y'all keep on with those prerequisites. I promise you right now, if you are 40 and above and you got all these prerequisites, he need to have all his teeth, six-figure, a house, a car,
good body,
girl, and a good
a
body.
Good job.
Honey, you're single.
Yeah. You're
single.
Right.
And I'm looking at the phone because I'm serious.
Right. You're right. They are single.
You're single.
We are single. You know, but I didn't have all those prerequisites, but I did have a list.
A list.
But it wasn't.
That list don't work, though.
Yeah.
Don't
work.
Tell your list up, ladies. Tear
the
it up.
The list don't work.
Throw it away.
And then the list I did have wasn't a good list.
Got me in some stuff. So my list, let's talk about my list. This is Holy Water. I did. I had a list. I had a list of things. And I thought, because he fit the script, the list, that this is it.
Right.
You know. And unfortunately, you know, I tried to do the love thing and the married thing and all this here. But I will honestly say I have never met that man that my grandmother told me about. I've never met a man that I felt I could not live without. You know what I mean?
Where is that guy?
Where is he?
I haven't either. I have not met that man. And the list that I had, I scratched off my list and, you know, everything checked out in the beginning, but it didn't check out in the end.
So the prerequisites doesn't keep you together.
Right. And there were some things on my list that I didn't have that I should have.
That you should have had.
Right. That
what
I should've
we should have had.
Had
wasn't on the list.
Wasn't on the list.
Right.
So and my list was the wrong list.
Right. Because our mindset at the time.
And I'm not going to say it was the wrong list. It just wasn't the list that I needed at the time for my life to make it complete.
And so then when you grow, and you got to understand, you know, relationship, when you grow, that person may not grow with you.
Right. And that list changes.
And it changes.
Yeah.
It better change.
Yeah, it needs to change.
It should.
You're right. Sometimes that person grows or don't grow with you. You outgrow that person, or that person may outgrow you. Or you guys just grow in separate directions.
Right.
And so, you know, just irreconcilable differences.
Right.
Sometimes people is not together, not because they don't love each other anymore. It's just that they're just two different people now.
And
it's 10 years
of
later.
Love. Do you think, Hellfire, that you can fall out of love? Was it ever love in the beginning?
I do believe you can fall out of love, and I do believe it was love in the beginning, because love goes through stages, just from my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And love, and it goes through stages when you're in certain areas and age in your life.
Right.
So in your 20s, you think love is one thing. In your 30s, you think it's another. And in 40s, you damn near know what it is and what you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, because all that
right.
other stuff wasn't
right.
love.
Right, it wasn't love.
Right.
You know,
right.
At least that wasn't the love that you want now at 40.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely do think you can fall in and out of love.
In and out of love.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a transitioning thing, depending on when you fell in love.
Right. And I think when you fall in love at a later age.
Yes.
That's serious.
It
you know
is
what
very
I mean?
Serious.
Like, it's serious. So you really don't grow out of that. I think maybe that's why in the Bible, most people didn't get married to like 40. But we should have paid attention to that.
I'm in agreement with that. Because I think
we should have waited until 40. We know what we want.
Yeah.
You know?
And you've experienced a lot of things, holy water. So by the time you're 40, you know what you want. You know what you don't want. You've experienced things. Like you said, you've dated several men.
Yeah.
So you know, okay, I want this and that man. I want that and the other man. And so now you can find and combine all those wants and need in one man. So you know exactly what to put on that list this time, right?
Right. You know what to put on
right.
the list.
You know what to put on the
well,
list.
Well, I'm just like, throw the list away, baby. Maybe we need to throw the list away.
Yeah, throw the list away, because the list got a lot of us again, like you said, holy water, single.
Yeah, single, because we pass by our husbands at Walmart,
yeah,
H-E-B.
And you don't even know.
And don't even know. You don't even give him the time of day because you have all this stuff on your list. He may not have all his teeth in his mouth when you meet him.
He got to have all his teeth for me. I'm just going to tell you Holy water, I need some teeth.
Girl, look, no teeth is a turn off for me. I can't do it.
But you know what? At this point,
you'll put them together.
If he got some dental issues,
let's go to the dentist.
If he's a really nice guy,
he's got great dental insurance.
Yeah, he has great dental insurance, and he, you know, appreciates and celebrates me. Baby, we can go get some teeth.
Well, okay, so let's talk about this. You know, we've both been married and,
right.
and transitioned out of that. So, do you believe that once you meet, when you marry someone and you come out of that, that you can actually find true love after the divorce?
I definitely think you can find true love after the divorce. I do. I think you can. Because, at this, like I just stated earlier, this whole hellfire, y'all, you know what love is now. At least you know what type of love you want.
Or you
want.
Know what it isn't.
Yeah, or you know what it isn't. Absolutely,
right.
Holy water, you know what it isn't. And at that point, I do think that you can find love again. Now, will you find it?
Yes,
I don't know.
You will.
You know, and what age will you find it?
Yeah, you will.
I don't know, but I think it is out there somewhere.
Well, you find it when you stop looking for it.
Okay.
So, it's like me, my situation. Mm-hmm. I went through the divorce, and here it is a year later, and I met somebody
mm-hmm.
that I feel like...
You can't live without.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yes. Like, I feel like I can't, like, am I going through something? Am I tripping? I try to, you know, figure out
right.
all that stuff. But I feel like I just can't live without this person.
That is wonderful, holy water. That
so,
is so
you know,
wonderful.
It's, and
that's
it's,
a great feeling to
it's
have.
It's a great feeling. And I would think because I waited so long to get married that if my marriage didn't work, of course I want to be married forever. We all
right,
do.
Right, we all do. We don't
but,
get married to get divorced.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when that resolved, I was like, okay, I'm just going to be single. And I'm going through my life, mm-hmm. minding my business, mm-hmm. and you know, just meet this wonderful guy.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Like, it was so crazy. So that's why we want to talk about love, y'all. It's like, y'all think that we're over here bashing or that
yeah,
we don't have situations and relationships and stuff, but no, love exists. And I'm at a place now where I'm like, I really want to explore that. Look, I want to explore that to see.
And you should. I think you should. And if especially if you feel the way you feel at some moment, if you cannot live without, hey, go for it.
Girl, I think I finally met that man my grandmother was telling me about.
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it. I was
like, wait a minute.
I want to meet that guy one day. You know, I want to meet that type of guy. You know, I've dated since my divorce.
Yeah.
And I've met some really great guys. And it was, it's a guy in particular that I do feel like he's a great guy. But we just haven't got to that place
yet.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not looking, like you said, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
It's going to find me.
It will.
You know,
mine found me.
Right.
At PetSmart.
Right. Okay.
Mind my business.
Right. Doing your own thing. Uh-huh. And so, you know, so as far as what you're saying, I think that's great. I think you should explore it. Go to the next level and see what happens. Because love is a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful.
It is. And it feels so good.
I know.
It feels good.
It's like, you know, and ladies, I know some of y'all are probably divorced or going through a divorce. And up in age, which I don't know what age has to do with it, because they make you feel like at a certain
age,
you know, and doesn't have anything to do with it. But it's still hope, you know, it's still hope. Let's not beat ourselves up or feel down about the marriage resolving, because it takes two people to stay in a marriage.
It does. And it's work.
It's work. But it is love after. So that's the other thing, too, because a statement was made to me that they would marry me. So I'm scared.
Oh, because so now you're scared.
I'm scared.
But he's someone you can't live without.
I know, but it's like marriage, once you get married, the dynamics of the relationship changes.
Well, that's what they say.
They say, quote, I haven't never had.
Yeah, quote unquote. That's what they say. But I think the only thing changes, it's not the dynamics of the marriage. Sometimes it's the people that change.
The people.
Or the spot. The most of the time, they say the men change.
The men do change.
Yeah, the men change a little bit.
I don't know why, though.
I don't know. I think because they feel like they have that piece of paper, and now it's like you're their territory.
Your
maybe.
Mind, do what
right.
I say.
Do what I say. Do, you know, you my wife. I'm the man of this house, you know, so I think it's the ownership type of thing, maybe.
Right, right.
You know, and so as long as they don't treat us like property, you know, we'll be fine. So that's a lot of times why I change. Because the men just start getting very territorial and controlling, you know.
And if it's in a good way, but not in an aggressive way. Not in a...
Controlling way.
Yeah.
Not in a controlling
that,
way.
That's crazy. So,
that is wonderful. Well, for me... You know, I'm not looking for that loved one, but I am open to it. I definitely want to explore that side again. And I love being married. I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely wouldn't mind being married. I love the Netflix and chill and the barbecue.
Yes, honey,
And so I'm definitely open to, you know, doing it again. And I would love to find somebody that I can't live without, you know, because... I think love is a beautiful thing. It's something that we all want. At the end of the day, everyone wants to be loved and appreciated.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
we do. And do you believe that in order to, you know, a lot of people, their first marriage doesn't work. The first relationship doesn't work. Because you have people who never get married, but they've been in a relationship for years, decades even.
Right.
And then
they're
that,
not married in government.
Government
way.
Married.
Yeah, but in spirit they are.
Yeah. And so do you believe that the experience... That first marriage was probably, or maybe, you want to say, preparation
for the second,
for what's to come.
For the best life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it probably
living
was.
My best life.
Right. Hey. Girl, that's a jam. Smile. Y'all know the blank. Smile, blank.
Yeah.
But I think the first marriage is a preparation. It's an experience.
Yeah.
And so, and once they finish that experience, a chapter, episode in their lives, and then they find the one that they cannot live without, then it makes it so much easier because now they know what to do, how to do it, how to treat the husband, what to expect. So, and maybe, I don't know for myself, I can't say if it was an experience or not. Well, it was an actual experience.
Yeah, you
and I guess it did, and it did prepare me for my next chapter in life.
Right.
With my next loved one, you know what I mean? So, it's definitely a preparation. I did
it It was for me. My preparation was very short lived, but it was a preparation, you know. And I just honestly believe that because I remember we talked about it. You were there when I was going through that. I was like, oh my God, I was so devastated because I waited so long, you know.
Yeah, and you did everything
myself.
Right.
I did it right. I was celibate. I you know, I served. I'm like, and then look at my friend talking about, you were celibate. You laughing at that, huh? Girl, because look, so look, y'all. Okay. So I was celibate for 4 years.
Straight.
Straight. Didn't touch nobody. Nobody touched me.
Right.
Before I got married.
Right.
And so my friend came
She was doing it for the Lord, y'all.
Doing it for the Lord. Hallelujah. So, girls, but guess what? Okay, I ain't going to take y'all there. But let me just tell you, my friend was at the salon the other day, and she was like, I don't know why you did that.
She said she don't know why did that.
Why did you do that? Why did you go for you?
They don't even make them like you.
Yeah, he did. They don't make women like that anymore. I did. It was a journey that I took because at the time, you know, I was going through being ordained and in church and serving. And, you know, I'm like, God, if all this other stuff they say is real, I'm going to get to it.
Right.
So let's do it the right way. Right. I'm going to do everything right. And you know what it ended up with? You know what I got?
Did you get the right husband?
No. After doing it all right.
You still didn't get it. You didn't get it right. After you did it all right.
And I didn't get it all right. And so I didn't say this, and I'm going to tell you, the other day, I haven't said this. I experienced domestic abuse.
Okay.
Okay. My husband was abusive. Mm-hmm. And it was verbal first, mm-hmm. and then it was like mental, mm-hmm. and then he threatened my life.
Right.
Okay. So I really never talked about it. My family don't even know the great details about it because my sister be trying to drive down
and killing.
Like, yeah, for real, honey. If they really knew. So, Leah, mm-hmm. the marketing mm-hmm. rep, mm-hmm. She called and she said, hey, will you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Will you tell your story? Mm-hmm. She said, I don't know which one you want to tell. And this is what she said, mm-hmm. the breast cancer, the molestation, you know, from that to boss, entrepreneur, or the domestic violence.
What?
And when I read it, I was like, wow, I read it. Like I said, and we talked, I've never said that I was like a victim of domestic violence.
Right.
But when I read it, I was like, oh, that was me.
Yeah, that was me. I dealt with that.
I dealt with that. And she said, I thought about you. I want you to share it. And she drew a piece. Mm. And the piece is going to capture my emotions. And she wants me to share that story on video. Now, you know, I'm always open to sharing about the breast cancer. I'm open to sharing about my life's an open book. Katrina Living Testimony. Mm. But domestic violence part, that thing got
me. So is that what you're going to share?
I'm going to share it. I'm ready to talk about it. And so I've been kind of emotional since I thought about it.
Okay.
Because, ladies, let me just tell you, I just saw today where a man killed his wife. Domestic violence it comes in different forms.
It definitely does.
Domestic violence can be mental. It can be verbal, physical. And usually when it gets to the physical, you're treading on thin water.
Right. That's,
you know, because it starts out verbal.
Right.
Right. In most cases. And so that's something I haven't shared. And if y'all are in a situation like that, that's not love.
No, it's not.
We can't do it for the gram. We can't do it for the social media. You know, we can't do it for the bills to get paid, y'all. We can't because it's too serious.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
It can get out of control quickly.
And, a lot of people don't know that, but I married my husband, and shortly after I married him, he turned to a beast. And then I find out that's his history.
Right. I've dealt with those issues, too. Yeah. I've dealt with some mental, physical, and verbal abuse in my relationship, and you're right. That is not the way to go. You definitely need to get out, because it'll get to the point where you're going to want to kill him or he's going to kill
me. Hurt me. And the way I'm made before the Christ, no, I'm going to hurt you.
Right, I'm going to get you first. Especially if I have to get in survival mode.
That's where I was, sleeping every night scared.
Yeah.
And then it got to a place where when he threatened me and he went for the gun, I grabbed the gun.
I'm grabbing the gun.
Yeah. And it's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then people are like, oh, the church, girl, you need to pray. Listen.
No. I'm going to pray and be dead at the same time.
I'm going to be praying from over here.
In prison. Yeah,
it's time to go. Right. It's time to go.
When it gets to that
point, can't pray nobody to treat you right or not want to kill you. When the man say he gonna kill you,
don't take that lightly.
I was done.
Yeah, don't take that lightly.
But back on our love.
Back
situation.
On love. Yeah,
I've met a man that's amazing since then.
Ooh, I'm
amazing.
So, come on, holy water.
I'm like, yeah.
Amazing.
I was like, God, you are amazing. You are awesome and amazing. And so I've never met a man who's so gentle and kind and
sweet and honest and open and vulnerable all at the
and
same
so in
time.
In tune with himself.
In tune, and intelligent.
Intelligent and just.
Girl, is that Jesus?
Girl, almost, girl. Kind of feel like Jesus a little bit.
Girl, Jesus. Is that Jesus?
You know, okay. And so it's just been great, and I'm excited. I'm excited.
I
about,
am so happy for you.
I'm
That's
excited
awesome
about
and amazing.
It. Yeah, I'm nervous too.
Girl,
it's scary.
Just let it go. Go with the flow.
I am, but you know, you said something to me the other day. We were talking, y'all. We act silly on here, but we get real deep.
We get deep, y'all.
When I told you, I said he tells me he loves me, right?
Right.
And I tell him I love him, and he said to me. He said, babe, I believe you love me. Why don't you believe that I love you?
Right.
And I was sharing that with you. Right. I was like, is something wrong with me that I don't believe it? But you said to me, you said, sis, you know, you've never had it before.
Right.
And because of your experiences, you don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
Girl, that was like a lot came on.
Right.
Like, I'm riding and got this, like, right. Wow. You were right. And so I shared that with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's the issue.
Right.
Most women don't have anything to compare that to.
Right.
You know, the love of from a man.
Right.
You have it
right.
with your dad.
Right. Right.
I didn't have it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
I haven't seen it.
So you can't believe what you've never had.
I can't
had.
Believe it.
Right.
Love
yeah.
me like
right.
that.
Right.
Like you love me.
Right.
Scars.
Right.
No wig.
All
he was talking about, baby, take the wig out. No, we're not going to do that.
I love you, but wait a minute.
Not
now.
That much.
Not yet.
Not ready to take the wig out yet.
I don't love you past the wig yet.
Not past the wig. You try to hold the wig. And then it's so crazy. But so, yeah. And I was like, well, I don't have anything to compare
yeah,
it
so
to.
So therefore, you don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You
40
don't know. Plus years. And
45 years.
Yeah. And I'm like, so there's so many other women that are in this position. We don't really know when we get it. It's like, do I really, you know, feel this way?
Right.
Do this man really love me? So,
right.
yeah. But it's been amazing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm happy for you. I can't wait till I find the man that I cannot live without. I'm not looking for it, but I'm definitely open to it. I'm waiting on it.
Girl.
And I'm just going to live my best life until that happens. And like you said, it's never too late. Because I know someone, that this is their third marriage,
mm-hmm.
and they're 67 years old,
yeah.
and they're about to get married again. And this time, and this is the third time,
okay.
they say they are really, 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 really in love. For real, for real.
For real this time.
Like for real, for real.
Like, oh, you serious
yeah,
this time?
You serious this time? Girl, for real, for real, for real. Three for reals. Because
yeah.
you got the for real, you got for real, for real, you got
for real,
for real,
for real.
For real. Real. So she said the first time was an experience.
This, that, yeah.
yeah the yeah. second time, she thought she was in love, but they grew apart. Because he ended up changing religions.
Oh.
He ended up, what is it? What is that? Not,
he didn't believe in Jesus no more?
No, what was the one they go to church on Saturdays?
On Saturdays? Pentecostal?
Mm-mm. You know, I can't think of it right now. No, not Muslim.
Oh, Jehovah.
Yeah, he ended up changing religions. And so, and she was like, I ain't mad for that. And so she wasn't ready for that. She was a Christian, but he was doing everything. He didn't want her to listen to secular
yeah.
music.
No holidays.
No holidays. No this.
No medicine if you get sick.
Yeah,
no
none of that. And so.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, they grew apart. He
yeah.
changed religions. And so she was like, it's not that she didn't love him anymore. She just didn't want to live that life with him.
Yeah.
And she wasn't ready to make that transition. So they end up, so now she's getting married again
yeah.
at 67 years old, I think.
Yes, come on,
and she said this time she loves this man. She cannot live without this
person. Oh, that's so amazing. It's like, y'all.
I don't want to wait till 67, though.
You know, you ain't gotta wait till 67.
I don't wanna wait till 67.
You know, you're not gonna have to wait till 67.
But, you know, so I'm just picking back on what you said, Holy Water. Yeah, it's never too late.
It's
you know,
never too late.
Even if we feel like we're getting older, you're still beautiful, young, vibrant.
Yeah.
And that right person will come along.
Girl, honey. Because if I could tell you, when I finished writing this book, baby, I thought my book was gonna end with my husband. With the imposter.
No, it ain't gonna end with
the imposter.
He's a chapter in the book.
A chapter,
but yeah,
small.
It's gonna end up, you know, with the big house, white fence, and the dog, baby.
The one
yes,
I can't live without.
The one you can't live without.
I have two dogs.
Okay.
He already have one. I have one, too.
Okay. So with the two dogs.
With two dogs. Yeah, that
would be fine.
Yeah, but oh my God. So, y'all, you know, it is love in the air. We are not bitter people.
Yeah, we love love.
We love. Girl, I'm in love with love.
I'm
you know, you told me that one time. You in love with love.
You in love with love. Yes,
I want love. If you can
you
get everything,
you are in love with love.
But I've had everything. I've traveled in the places most people can't go.
Right.
I've driven my dream cars. Right. I've lived in the suburbs.
Right.
I've raised
right.
my kids.
Right.
All my dreams.
So now all
I
you
have
need
my
is
business
love.
That I yeah. wanted. I did not get the love.
Right. And that's crazy. That's crazy how you have everything you want,
but
you
love.
Have not had the love.
I want the love.
And that's the most important.
That's the most important thing that we can have in this world. And I think
that's all we want.
That's at the end of the day, we figured that out once we
had
mature,
everything else. Yeah.
And we go through all those other mm-hmm. things like, oh, well, let me get this car. Let me get this. Let me buy this. I have clothes and shoes and stuff I don't even wear anymore. But at one point, that stuff was so important to me.
Right.
But now I can come home to my man
right.
after a long day of work. And honey, we don't have to have no clothes.
Yeah, I'm with
we
you.
Can just sit on the couch and just
and
look
just
at
be
each
in
other.
Love. We can just sit on the couch and be in love, honey.
Because
I don't even have to have the big houses, like you said, the fine cars. If I have the one that I love,
girl.
And I'm with the one that I can't live without,
okay.
we can have a one-bedroom cottage.
What Anthony Hamilton say?
On which song?
On the, when he's like, he don't need anything. What did he was talking about? Anthony Hamilton song.
I know
all he need. He don't need nothing but her love. What is
yeah.
the song?
I know the song. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Because I was humming it the other day, huh?
And that's true. I don't need
I'm
nothing.
Cool. If you're cool,
yeah.
then we're cool.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
All I need is your love. All I need is you.
Just
and that's
you.
And at the end of the day, that's all really what matters.
That's
is
all
the,
that matters.
Is the being around the one you love. And not just your husband or your spouse, your kids, your family,
kids.
Your friends. You
yeah,
know,
it's all
just
about
put love in the
love.
Air, everybody.
Yes, love on each other.
Call
y'all.
That person you haven't talked to in 2-3 months. Call them and tell them you love them. Let's stay in
yeah,
contact. Just
yeah.
love, y'all.
Love on the people.
Yeah.
Love them. Hug them.
Let's
and
do
love
the love
them.
Challenge.
Okay.
7-day love challenge.
Can we do the love challenge?
Just reach out
just
to everybody you love,
out.
Whether it's a
yeah.
friend, a cousin.
And tell them you love them.
And tell them you love them.
Nothing
you can
else.
Just text them.
Text
yeah.
them. I love you.
Yeah. I love you. Send a group text.
Group
you know,
text everybody.
You want to tell everybody at the same time.
I know, because life is so short.
It is so short. Days and months go by,
girl.
And you realize you hadn't talked
yeah,
to people
talked
that
to
you
people.
Really love.
Yeah.
You know, you look up, oh my God, I hadn't talked to my sister in
right,
4
right,
days
right.
or 5 days.
Yeah, and so we need to do better about that.
We definitely do, y'all. So we are in love with love.
In love. I'm in love with love and my man. Love.
Holy water is, honey, holy water is in love with love, honey. She has somebody who is awesome and amazing.
Awesome and amazing. And I didn't feel this way when I got married.
Ooh, me either. So what?
I didn't feel like this. So,
what does that mean? I think
ooh.
Sometimes we just get married to not be alone.
Girl, that's the next topic.
Yeah, that is a good topic.
We got to talk about
yeah.
that. Marrying.
Marriage just to not be alone.
Yes.
Marriage
don't
for,
do it, y'all. Don't do it. Don't do it for the gram.
Yeah, don't do it for the gram.
Oh,
don't do
Jesus.
It for the life. Don't
yeah.
do it for the life. Yeah, you know, we find ourselves getting married just to not being alone. And also, we find ourselves getting married just because we're in love with the idea of being,
married,
and not the responsibility of
yes.
it.
Yes.
So, that's a, you know, those are other topics,
yeah.
too, that we definitely need to talk about. Because I know so many people who just get married.
And it's trending right now.
Oh, yeah, being married
it's
and
trending.
Posting pics is trending.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely trending.
Yeah, okay. So, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed our little segment. Remember this, like my big mama said, honey, be with the man you cannot live without.
Yes, hashtag be with the man you can't live without. Don't listen to me, y'all.
Yeah, that's hell fine.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. Roll over if you're already married. Take a look at your husband and ask yourself this question. Can I live without you?
Right.
And if you can live without him...
You don't
girl,
love
you
don't love him like that.
Girl, pray.
Because there are different levels of love, too. And we love some people for certain reasons, but that's another topic, too. But guys, yeah, like Holy Water said, if you look at your husband and you feel like you cannot live without him, then that's definitely the man for you.
Yes.
And ask him if he cannot live without you.
Girl,
you know, that goes both ways.
Girl.
Right. So, yeah. So y'all need to do some talking.
Mine told me I can't live without you. I don't want to imagine my life without you.
Oh, see.
That's like, oh. That is so
beautiful. Yes. I love it. So do you see your... We still talking, y'all. We're going to let y'all go. But I want to ask Holy Water this. Do you see yourself getting married again?
If I had to answer that, yeah.
Okay.
Him, with him?
With him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's wonderful. Y'all.
I'm scared of it.
Right,
I'm gonna take my time. But yeah.
See, that's awesome. And at least at this point, you feel that way, and you know what you want.
Yeah,
and you know what you don't want.
And I know dang sure know what I don't want.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Hellfire,
and I am Holy Water,
and we're gonna talk to you guys next time, next week. HolyWaterAndHellfire.com website, HolyWaterAndHellfire. Facebook, Holy Water and Hellfire. Instagram, Holy Water and Hellfire. Twitter,
Holy Water and Hellfire.
Hashtag Holy Water and Hellfire. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.